from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
What up, homies and homettes and everything in between?
Thank you for choosing our podcast. A big, big show ahead of us. We're asking weather whinges because where we are at the moment on the Sunshine Coast, the weather is atrocious and it's been like that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And no end in sight, so we've got the Sunny Coast calling up to whinge to us.
Yeah, we also take a little race around the studios. Unfair race, I might say.
Well,
The parameters were not equal for the two of us.
If you're not in charge of the parameters, you know. I realised I was in a position of power when I was making the parameters and went, oh, well, I'm just going to give Ellie a little handicap. Thank you very much.
What's one got to do to be in charge of parameters in this world?
Just find the content
first. Find the content first.
If you're the first person to say, hey, I want to bring this to the show, the parameters are all yours. Hey, tonight, board dinner. Fancy board dinner, six courses.
Is it six courses?
Apparently it's six courses.
I don't have enough room in my stomach.
I don't know what the six courses are. No. You've got entree.
Yep.
Dessert.
It's like an
mains. Three more courses in there?
What about like an appetizer, an hors d'oeuvre? Does that count if they just bring around a little party pie or something?
How many courses until we're eating real food? Three.
Well, do you know what? Maybe it could be like a degustation.
I've done a 14-course degustation.
Oh, that's too many courses.
But there was never any food really served to me. There was mouthfuls of things.
Yeah, that could be it.
You get 14 mouthfuls in your 14 courses.
Yeah. It's not enough mouthfuls, to be honest.
No, it's not. Need more mouthfuls.
We do. All right, speaking of which, we need to get to this board dinner. So enjoy the podcast.
Yes, it's a big one.
Speak to you later.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Do you go berserk for the Olympics?
Oh.
When they roll around, are you just crazy bandwagon Olympics for the 2 weeks that it's on?
It is my favourite two times in a decade, I tell you what.
Maybe,
I love the Olympics.
Maybe three, depending on the decade.
Remember I had an Olympic theme 21st. I love it that much.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's right. You dressed as a gold medal.
I dressed as a gold medal because I wanted to go as Kathy Freeman in the bodysuit.
And your friends dressed as the rings,
yes,
didn't they? Yeah, it was very embarrassing.
My mum was the Olympic goddess. It was great.
So Paris has the Olympics.
Jamaican bobsled team rocked up. It was so good.
Couldn't do it in 2024. Paris is going berserk for the Olympics at the moment.
Correct, as they should be.
There's a race that's happened over there for 110 years. They've actually put it on hold for the last decade or so. They don't really say why, but it's for waiters and waitresses only.
Okay.
It's who's the fastest waiter, pretty much, in Paris.
Right.
They have to carry a tray that has a glass of water, a cup of coffee, and a croissant.
Of course.
Okay?
Of course.
So they brought it back for the Olympics because the Paris are going race insane. Mm-hmm. I thought we could do a version of this.
Okay.
Last year when the Melbourne Cup was on, remember we pitched our boss Benny against a bull. It was Benny and the bull. And they went out of the studio, down, round the corner, round the elevators, and then back into the studio. That was the race.
Yep.
I thought we could use that exact same course again, you v me.
Okay.
Who's the faster waiter?
Have you ever been a waiter before?
I haven't, have you?
I did. My first job was at Zamia Cafe.
Yeah.
I had to
did you drop
the
much?
Smoothies out. Absolutely. I dropped everything. I sucked.
Well, so I put together our trays, right?
Yep.
So this tray here. I'm going to show the camera as well. It's got a reusable coffee cup.
Okay.
It's got toothpicks. It's got a plastic cup because we don't want to break anything.
Yep.
A straw, plastic straw.
Okay.
And a sausage roll because we had banjos here the other day.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I'll have that when we're done.
But that's what I'm going to be racing with.
Oh, gosh.
Can we bring in Ellie's tray?
Are you yanking my Ellie Chaney right now?
What's on yours? What's on your tray there, Ellie, that you're going to be racing with?
Four champagne flutes.
Yep.
Filled with, is that actual champagne? Hold on.
I know, it's like a Barocca.
Ugh. Well, that was a letdown. Oh, sorry, there's five of them.
Yep.
And a very tall water jug.
They're all full of water too, and glass, and they're company property, so please don't drop any.
And this is also the first day ever that I've worn heeled boots to work. Usually I'm just in my sneakers.
Are you ready to race?
Sure, Taz.
Let's do it after this.
Do I get a head start or something?
Oh, do you want to go to ads? And then we'll race?
Sure. All right, we're about to start our waiter race around the office. I'm taking my heels off because this is a stitch up. One day I wear heels.
I was going to say, you never wear heels. I wondered why you were taller than 5 foot.
All right, let's do it.
You've got a tray of breakable glass champagne flutes. I have nothing that can break at all. I'm going to be going as fast as possible, but I'll give you a head start.
How do I open the doors?
We'll have little minions opening the doors for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to start?
Where do I go?
Past Benny's office, outside, round the elevators, back in, a long sales, and then back to the studio.
Okay. All right. Go. Ready, set, go. Oh, my gosh. I'm actually doing so well at this.
And they're off and racing. Ellie makes big strides into the lead as Taz gives her a head start.
I'm going to give her a 5 seconds.
Three, two, one.
Let's go.
I gave you a five-second head start. I'm actually killing it.
It's neck and neck as we approach the reception door. Taz is in the lead, however, graciously proves chivalry isn't dead.
Oh, God. Okay, this is...
I got it. Oh, ladies first.
I'm nailing it.
At this point, with victory all but secured, Taz stops to eat his sausage roll.
Don't trip me, you dirty dog. Stop being a dirty dog.
And as we round the final corners, Ellie starts fishing for sympathy votes with a classic Ellie gym plug, not needed toots.
This thing's actually quite heavy now. And I did arm day at BFT today, so, like, I'm struggling a bit. My arms are starting to shake.
And that'll do it, folks. At the end of the day, there can only be one winner, with a very loud Ellie coming in second place.
Thank you very much.
I am the greatest winner alive!
Ellie and Taz. Yeah. On 91.9 CFM.
And we do want your drive home to feel good, right?
Yeah, of course.
Unfortunately.
At the end of the day, you kind of want to just let it out.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say there's a lot of drivers on the road right now listening to us who are not feeling good because they'll be stuck in extra traffic because the weather is shocking.
That's right. 545-11-919. We want to hear your weather whinge.
Yeah, because
give us a whinge.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but hello, call me bearer. This weekend, this rest of this week, it's going to be like this.
Yeah.
We've had, you know, 6 mils. It says only 6 mils since this morning. I don't agree with that. It's been raining nonstop all day.
It is. And the ground's wet because it's been raining for the last week. Mm-hmm. So puddles are forming. Mm-hmm. Traffic's slow. It's dreary. It's cold. It's actually so kind of muggy out there. It's like a, it's not actually cold. It's muggy and hot out there.
Yeah.
So we're not getting the nice relief of the rain. We want to hear your whinges.
Mm.
What's happened to you? What's the problem? Have you just had enough? You want to get it out of your system.
Because I reckon in the last 24 hours, I've had maybe 4 or 5 chats with different people. And we've just come to the same consensus of, I'm over it.
Yeah.
It's been raining for months. I'm so sick of it. So I thought this is cathartic for us all. Let's get it out. We'll give you 10 seconds. That's all you need to just get it out of your system. Why is the weather grinding your gears right now?
Is this Tiana?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Tiana, I can tell you are ready to go. Hit us with your whinge. How's the weather getting you down?
Oh, I feel like it's a double whammy. So tomorrow's a very special day. Both my partner and I have gotten work off because it's our anniversary.
Oh, congrats.
So we're very excited. So the plan was we've organised a big, you know, like those grazing putters?
Yeah.
That like have all the, so we've organised one of those and the plan was to...
Oh, no, the weather.
...better for our anniversary.
Hold on, your phone just broke out. The weather just literally got in the way of your phone reception then. That's how annoying it is. You've got a grazing platter. Are you going to sit at the beach or something and eat the grazing platter for your anniversary?
Yeah, for our anniversary. And obviously that's not
going to...
Oh.
It's not
going to
be good at all.
No, I'm afraid tomorrow's forecast is like 40 mils of rain. It's not...
And then to top things off... his windscreen wipers have stopped working, so now we have to carpool together to everything, and it's horrible.
Oh, there you go. Just have the grazing platter in the back of the car. You are all set. Be super romantic. You can go and kiss in the rain. Love it. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Tiana, happy anniversary for tomorrow regardless, my friend. I hope you find something good indoors to do. And Sunny Coast, let's keep these whinges coming.
I feel like Tiana really needed to get that off her chest.
Yeah. Oh, she's Tiana, do you feel lighter now?
I actually do feel a bit better.
That's what we're here for.
It's therapeutic.
Let's go to Marky from Karoi. Marky, hit us with your weather whinge, my friend.
Yes, well, as you know, I drive trucks in the daytime and doing the sewage tanks. I'm sick of coming home with the wet boots every afternoon. But suppose we've got to pay the bills. So
how quickly, Marky? How quickly are your boots just soaked?
Within the pouring rain, probably 2 minutes, and then me through to the socks, and you're walking around all day. But, I just think about I'm earning money still.
And Marky, you work within the septic tank industry, right?
Yeah.
Do your boots ever get a little bit of things that aren't just water on them?
Most certainly do. If I'm unloading the truck, a bit dribbles out on the boots and that. But
out of the truck or out of you? Where's it out? Where's it dribbling out of, Marky?
Out of the back of the truck when you're unloading at the sewage plant there.
Soggy weather, not good for septic tank work, I would imagine.
No. Then I find the more it rains as well, the more people order pizza. So I'm always in the rain.
Marky. Well, I hope you feel like you've gotten it off your chest now.
There you go, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go now to Amber from Mooloola Valley. Hit us with your weather whinge, Amber.
Well, so I went to do a washing literally undies, and my front loader has decided to lock itself. Oh. So I can't even do a load of bloody washing. So I've had to go out today, this morning before work, and go buy some new underwear.
Before work.
I am just so, I'm mad. I am just mad. And I'm over it. I'm over this weather. I'm just sick of it.
We knew your whinge was going to be good, Amber, when we asked you, what's your weather whinge? And you went, well.
I can't hang anything on the line because, you know, obviously the weather and my dryer has decided to shit itself as well.
Yeah, so is mine, Amber. I get ya.
I'm over it.
Should we just get a little crew together of people whose dryers have carked it? Because I know there's a lot of us out there, and just go congregate at the laundromat together, have a coffee, and dry our clothes.
Oh no, stop the coffee. Let's get vodka. Let's get a little dance party.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I got some scary stats to share with parents this afternoon, especially if your kids love their iPads, iPhones. All of that sort of stuff.
Every kid, right?
Yeah, exactly. If they don't have their own job and their own money yet, this is some scary stats. End of last year, a place called LendingTree in the US did a study of parents having their credit cards used by their kids.
That old chestnut.
46% of parents have admitted that their children have used their card without permission at least once.
I mean, it's easy to do these days, right? You just go on Instagram, even if you've only got your friends on there and you're a kid, you'll have targeted ads pop up by now.
Yes.
If you've got those credit card details in the phone.
Linked in your phone.
It's one tap.
A little bit of Temu coming your way in the mail that you didn't know. And the best part is, on average, how much do you think kids are spending on their parents' credit cards without them knowing?
$50.
Over $500.
What?
On average. And this is in the US. $500 is the average.
Do you think companies are forthcoming with refunds for that?
Oh, you'd have to.
You know?
You'd have to.
Not if they're buying tickets.
And 3/4 of those parents that have had their cards used by their kids earn over $100,000. So if they earn over that per year. So if
parents earn over $100,000 a year. So they're rich.
The richer families really forking out the cash.
Okay.
They're just a little looser with their credit card details.
Well, they can
perhaps.
Be. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you've got hundreds of G's in the bank.
Well, you know all about it.
Sure. You know you want to.
545-11919. Sunny Coast. Parents of the Sunny Coast. Are you in that 46%?
Do you want to earn over 100?
No, that's not what we're looking for this afternoon. Parents, has your kid used your credit card without your permission? Deb from Currumundi. G'day, Deb.
Hello, Taz. Hello, Ellie. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Deb. Who's racked up a bill on your card?
Well, she tried. She didn't get away with it, thankfully. So my almost 10-year-old niece, I just handed her my phone one day to play with, and I gave her, the passcode. So after, I didn't think, there's nothing in there, to worry about. But it wasn't until after I got the phone back and I had seen what apps she'd been in. And one of the apps, it's a banking app. So I, for Christmas, got them all, key cards. so I could transfer money to them for birthdays and Christmas and things like that. So she'd actually tried to log into that, but thankfully the PIN number on that app wasn't the same as the PIN number to get in my phone. So she's got to transfer some money into her own account if she had the password.
That's not racking up a bill buying something. That's just straight out theft. Like, I mean, smart kid, though.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second.
Oh, yeah.
I've got Auntie Deb's phone. Yes. Let me just transfer myself some money.
Oh, Deb, yep. I like this kid a lot. I like it. Can she get my bank details? Next time she's at it, you can send some my way.
Deb could get you a key card, perhaps, and then for Christmases and birthdays.
I'm going to have to win one of your games for her to be able to take any
That's
money.
That's true. All right. 8th of November is my birthday. You can win under the pump on the 7th, and then I'll talk to your niece on the 8th again. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
46% of parents over in the US in a new study have said that their credit card has been used without their permission by their kids, and an average is racking up more than over $500.
Do you think it's happening more with credit cards than it was back in our day when cash was king?
Yep, so they said, so they did the same survey back in 2018 and they said it was 25% of parents reported secret spending.
Yeah, right.
And now that's up to almost half.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad had a little jar in his walk-in robe where he'd put all his coins.
Great.
And it was always $2 coins. It was always the gold ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would sneak in once a week, just get a scoop a handful of coins, pocket in the pocket, and that was my tuck shop money for the week.
Who's going to know? What were you having from the tuck shop?
Oh, yummy drummies. I know no one knows what they are, but they were like these massive chicken nuggets in the shape of a chicken drumstick. Delish.
So good.
So sorry to eat the microphone just then.
545-11919. No, you were expecting it to be a yummy drummy.
Yummy drummy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 545-11919. Has your kid used your credit card without your permission?
Yeah, let's go to Donna in Mapleton. Donna, has your kid racked up a bill on your credit card?
My kids have.
Ooh, all right. You sound angry about it. I like it. Let's hear the story.
My little six-year-old has his tablet, and I didn't realise that when we opened it, we logged in my card details to it. So I'm constantly getting notifications that he's bought this, he's bought this, he's bought this game.
How often are we talking, Donna?
Oh, he done at least 8 games in one day.
8 games? And how much do the games cost?
Anywhere from $5 to about $30.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So now my card is blocked on his tablet.
Fair enough. Is there like a parental control that you can do like that to stop kids from making purchases?
Yeah, well, I didn't realise that it was locked. I thought it was locked so that he couldn't do it and I'd get a notification, but no.
Yeah,
so
right.
It was my own fault in the way.
God, that would grind my gears so much. Like logging into your bank account and just seeing that people are taking your money. Or
you
is that just parenthood
know.
In general, right? The kids are taking your money left, right and centre as it is.
Yeah, that's right. Donna, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for being a part of the show.
That's okay. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon I came across this game, Sunny Coast. It's called Bandle. It's pretty much a version of Wordle, but it's to do with a song. It breaks the song down into its parts, the drums, the guitar, the synth, the choir, and you have to guess it with as few of those playing as you can.
Yeah.
I've seen the last couple of days. Yesterday we did one. It was Sorry. It wasn't Sorry. It was Justin Bieber, though,
let
wasn't it?
Let me love you.
Let me love you. We got that in the first couple. But today looks like it might be a little tougher, Ellie. So we get some info on the song before we even play anything.
Mm-hmm.
The year, 1973.
Mm-hmm. I don't know my 70s music well. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't know 70s.
Not my strongest decade. So you might need to help us out, Sunny Coast, 545-11919.
Because we legitimately don't know the answer. Like, we are playing along like we would be a listener to this radio show right now.
Like Wordle, but we're able to play it with you, Sunny Coast.
Yep.
So let's play a few little sections of this.
Okay. Well, let's go to... That's just the drum and bass.
Give us something. Give us something.
Okay. We'll skip that part. We'll go to the guitar layer. Oh!
Do you know it? So what we know about it is it's 1973 it came out. It's got 36 million views on YouTube, but the difficulty Vandal have set on their website does say it's going to be hard.
I've got an idea of something that it could be. I'm trying to figure out whether the 70s was the right decade for it. If I guess it, though, does that means I'm out of the running?
No, you can keep guessing. Or you've added something.
This is now the synth. Oh, no, at first I thought maybe it was Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA. It's too slow for that.
I don't think so. Next one.
Okay, we'll skip that. We'll go to the choir.
Oh. You're not helping. You're not helping. Sunny Coast, you know it.
Without you.
545.
545-11-919.
Do you think you know what it is? Have we got one more?
Yeah,
level?
We've got a couple more.
Oh, 545-11-919. Help us out, Sunny Coast. A $50 Coles Myer voucher. Go now, caller of the day, and we're desperate. So it's probably going to be you if
this
you can get it.
Killing me, I know it.
It's killing me softly. You just saying killing me, got it.
Stop it. The last. The phone lines are lighting up. Do you know what? We'll let Veronica. Hey, Veronica from Caloundra West. Hello.
Oh, I was just about to say killing me softly.
Yeah,
at what
I think
point
it is.
Did you get it?
Bloody hell. When she was singing the harmony part. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that killed me. That absolutely killed me. Do you know what?
Yeah, killing me softly.
It is. It's correct. Killing me softly.
That doesn't sound like the right version of it, but hey.
It's given us a clue as well. The clue for killing me softly is murdering me gently with his melody.
I love being murdered gently. It's the best way to be murdered.
Definitely.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9. CFM.
Hey, if you've been listening to this radio show for the last 7 weeks or so, you will have heard us talk about this.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz's Generation Transformation. Change your habits, change your body at BFT, Plaza Parade, Maroochydore.
Yeah, we've been following three contestants on their 8-week challenge, Trudy, Tian, and Sarah.
Yeah, each representing a different generation. So wherever you fall, whether you're young, you're old, you're middle-aged, you still have a person to get behind and cheer on. Two more weeks remain. We're about a couple of days into week 7, then next week's week 8, and then they crown a winner.
Yeah. So we've been following their journey on our podcast. If you ever search Ellie and Taz in whatever podcast app you use, all our podcasts will come up. Our daily show, plus little extra bits like this. And so we've been checking in with the contestants to see how they've been going. But we thought this week we'd mix it up a little bit and check in with the trainers.
This is so cool. So Tani and Jay joined us. We've recorded the podcast. You can hear the full episode up on our podcast right now, but they've given us such good tips.
Yeah.
We want to pass it on to you this afternoon as well.
Yeah. So if you're interested in, you know, starting on your fitness journey or just, you know, transforming your life, then have a listen to this podcast. What do you think is the biggest key to turning your life around? Say you're someone who never exercises, you've never been to a gym, you don't really value fitness. What's the one change you make to turn your life around?
Yeah, it's like I feel like anyone can tell you to do it. Like anyone could tell someone, join a gym, it's going to make you feel good, whatever else. But until you want to do it, it's never going to happen. So like you could be given a free gym membership or whatever. And unless you want to do that and you're at that point of your life where you're like, you know what, I want to do something for myself.
Yeah.
Whether it's a medical thing or whether it's you know, just to make you feel better, especially mentally.
Yep.
A lot of people overcoming a lot of mental things, meeting some new people. It's hard to meet people these days unless, I don't know, you're going out clubbing and who wants to do that?
All right, what about in terms of an exercise? If you could say, all right, if you do one exercise, this will be the one that will help you A, lose weight, or B, build muscle. You can only pick one for each.
One for each?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you wanted to lose weight, it would just be like walking. Anyone can walk. That's
true.
Yeah, obviously, walking. Build muscle, probably squat, because it's very functional exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sitting down, you're getting up off things. Fitness is all about doing what – I'm just getting so inspirational here.
I'm loving it.
Fitness is about, for me, doing what you do every day, but doing it better.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, so say you want to be, say when you're 70 years old, you want to be able to sit down on the couch, get back up. You want to be able to pick something up off the ground and give it, you know, put it on the shelf or give it to your grandkid or something. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. It's about moving well and feeling okay doing it, I think.
Yeah.
And I think finding something you enjoy doing, you know, like if you enjoy doing it and you feel good doing something, like, you know, for me,
squats.
No, I love trap bar deadlift, to be honest. I love a trap bar deadlift. I love that movement. And also box jumps. So I love to do them because they make me feel good. They make me feel strong. So I really enjoy doing them. So finding something you enjoy doing and then having, you know, other people that enjoy the same thing as you do, you know, that's great. People show up to the gym. Sometimes they didn't even know what they're going to be doing that day, but just showing up and, you know, knowing that you're going to be with people doing the same thing and actually enjoying your workouts, the best thing.
So some good tips in there. The whole thing goes for, you know, 20 minutes or so. So check it out and head down to see the team at BFT Merch Store. As you can hear, they know their stuff. It's good fun. And if you want to join a gym, I would suggest that be the one you join.
Yeah, it's a good family environment they've set up there. Change your habits, change your body at BFT Plaza Parade Maroochydore.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this.
Stop. Titbit time.
You reckon to be tit... You ready? You all right? You ready to be titified was what I was trying to say.
Can I guess what your tidbit today is going to be about?
Sure.
We're going to wrap up some loose ends from the show, maybe anything that didn't get to the show.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't mentioned the P. Diddy scandal. So are you doing a P. Diddy titty?
I'm not doing a P. Diddy titty. Maybe I should have.
So good if you could.
In short, P. Diddy's had his house raided by American Federal Police because he's a naughty, naughty boy, allegedly.
Yeah.
So that's
huge news.
A P. Diddy titty.
No, Kesha is rewriting TikTok as we speak to change the lyrics.
You don't want to wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Not anymore.
No, that's fair.
That was your P. Diddy titty.
That was. Do you know what? I'll save my other titty, which is to do with Mersha tomorrow.
Okay.
Stick around for tomorrow's titty.
P. Diddy titty up tomorrow.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.